Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hopeful that you are safe and sound and that your family is also safe and sound. When you make dua for yourself, we try to always encourage this, that when you make dua for yourself and your family and your society, then remember the ummah in your duas as well. Because in some part of the world, you will find that the ummah is suffering through sicknesses, financial problems, spiritual problems as well. Make dua for their shifa, for them to receive a speedy and complete recovery, for their problems to be resolved. Make dua for those Muslims who are suffering at the hands of oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them as well. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have a thought-provoking topic of discussion for today. Our topic is brighten your grave. Person who is born eventually will taste death. Yes, many people out there do not like to listen to this topic. People say that, why do you talk about death when we are alive? Talk about life. And if you're watching Madani Channel all the time, we do talk about life. The Sunnah is the perfect lifestyle. The teachings of the Quran are the perfect ways of living one's life, emulating, imitating the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the noble Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan wa rahimahumullah ta'ala, the pious predecessors and awliya Allah rahimahumullah ta'ala. The reason we talk about them, so we can learn life lessons in order to live our lives, to obtain maximum benefit in this short life. And that is encapsulated in the Sunnah, the perfect lifestyle. But there must be a balance. There must be constant reminders of the reality of life, which is it doesn't go on forever. There is an expiry date, which is al-maut, which is death. And we need those reminders in order to prepare for it. Here today, gone tomorrow. We don't know when. So we need these reminders in order to prepare for what is coming. The angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, is awaiting that when our time is up, not a second over, not a second less, on that time, he will arrive. An unannounced visit, an unannounced appointment, and then we are gone. So let us prepare for it. We are essentially souls that have bodies, because our souls were created first, na? Our souls were created and placed in a realm, in a world called Alam Arwah, meaning the world of the souls. And from there, we arrive into the fetus, which was in the womb of the mother, and then we came into this world, and then this life will end. And then whenever Allah Azza wa Jal wills, we will be resurrected, we will be raised again. Subhanallah. So we're going to talk about a little bit, not just about death, but how to prepare so that we brighten our graves, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's make some good intentions. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Make the intentions that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey to others as well, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, how many wonderful blessings, benefits, bounties are there for the fortunate Muslims who recite an abundance of durud-e-paak, salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, indeed, dua remains suspended between the sky and the earth. Nothing from it ascends until you recite salat upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until durud-e-paak is recited. So whenever you are making dua, whatever dua it is, obviously it has to be for things which are permitted. But whenever you're making dua, be sure to include at least one durud-e-paak. Better yet, recite the durud sharif in the beginning, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite durud-e-paak in between and towards the end as well, but by not reciting durud-e-paak, that dua is suspended. Subhanallah. We have a beautiful kalam. Listen to it, enjoy it, get inspiration as well, and we'll continue our topic of discussion, inshallahu azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar qabr be-kason ki, ae shamae jamale Mustafa'i, aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aa ja, ae shamae jamale Mustafa'i, ae sabz gumbad wale manzoor dua karna, jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna, jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna, naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna, main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha, imdad meri karne aa jaana rasool, main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha, imdad meri karne aa jaana rasool Allah, روشن میری تربت کو، اے نور خدا کرنا روشن میری تربت کو، اے نور خدا کرنا جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ دامن میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس درد سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس درد سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، سبحان اللہ، how wonderful and beautiful was that kalam, and we had the beautiful sight of Masjid an-Nabawi and the grand green emerald dome. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again, take us to visit Madina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bi jahi khatam an-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, death is something which is guaranteed to every single individual. Even those that reject that there is Allah, when we know for a surety Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, is one. He is the creator. We are the creation. Those even who deny His existence, they will have to taste death, and the reality will then set in, but it will be too late. How many times a day do we remember the grave? We get so caught up in the rat race of life. We get so caught up with recreational activities, with our hobbies, with our family, with everything else besides remembering the grave. And why should we not remember the grave? That's our ultimate destination in this world. We are going to enter it. This life that we have, this short, precious life, is nothing but to prepare for the hereafter. And the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter is the grave. So why don't we prepare for it? If I am preparing to go on a long journey, maybe overseas, for whatever reason, I will ensure that I book my accommodation on that side. I will make sure that my tickets are sorted out. I carry enough cash, enough money with me so I can spend on that side for my food arrangements, my traveling expenses. We do all these preparations for that journey, for the worldly journey. We pack our clothes, our toiletries. We make sure we put a list together. Am I not forgetting anything? What about the journey into Barzakh, the realm of Barzakh, which is that world between this world and the hereafter? What preparations am I doing? I need you to ask yourself, I need to ask myself that question. Because the grave, each person's grave, calls out to them daily and asks them certain questions. Yes, we cannot hear it. We don't have that ability. We can't hear it. Although you and I, we forget to remember the grave, that very soon I'll be gone, just like that. But the grave remembers us. The grave calls out and addresses us. In one narration, it is mentioned that the grave calls out to the person 7 times a day. 7 times a day. Allahu Akbar. And all depending how we live this life of ours, that's how the person would be treated in the grave. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, remember death a lot. The severer, the terminator of pleasures. For indeed, there is no day that comes upon the grave except that it says, I am the house of estrangement. I am the house of loneliness. I am the house of dust. I am the house of worms. When the believing slave is buried, the grave says to him, welcome. You were the most beloved of those who walked upon me. Since you have entered me today, you shall see how I treat you. The grave will then widen for him as far as he can see, and a door to Jannah will be opened for him. But when the wicked slave or the disbeliever is buried, the grave says to him, you are not welcome. To me, you were the most hated of those who walked upon me. Since you have entered me today, you shall see how I treat you. Then the grave will begin to close in on that person until it reaches him and his ribs interlock with each other. The narrator says that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrated this by interlacing his blessed fingers and then said, Allah Almighty will appoint over him 70 huge serpents. If even one of them were to hiss on earth, nothing upon it would grow for as long as the world remained. They will bite him until the day of judgment. So what kind of a grave do I want? That's a question I should ask myself, and you should ask yourself as well. What kind of a grave? A grave that is a garden from Jannah, from paradise? Or a grave that is a pit from the pits of the fire of hell? All depending on how I'm living my life, I can make a forecast of what would be my situation, my possible situation in the grave. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the grave is either a garden from the gardens of paradise or a pit from the pits of the fire. So preparation is necessary. I can't live as a believer in negligence in this world. Because guess who is going to regret it? You and I are going to regret it when we are face to face with the angel of death. It's too late then. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this fragrant Madani movement, Dawat Islam, that's continuously on a regular basis bringing us back to reality that my brother, my sister, one day will be your turn. How many messages do we receive almost on a daily basis? That so and so has passed away. So and so is marhum, is going to be buried. Janaza will be in this masjid at this time. Burial will be in this graveyard. How many messages almost every day we are seeing? I want you to think one day that message, my name and your name is going to be in that message. The mayyit. You see the mayyit shrouded in the kafan? That mayyit is a silent preacher, a silent muballigh. What message is this preacher giving? That, oh my brother, oh my sister, as you see me today, helpless, unable to do anything, unable to even lift my finger, tomorrow will be your turn. Tomorrow you are going to be in this condition. How about we think about these things in order to motivate us to prepare for the grave? To prepare. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, prepare for your graves, for indeed the grave calls out 7 times a day. O weak man, have mercy on yourself during your life. Before you meet me, will you have mercy upon yourself when you are decaying in me? That's what's going to happen. So how do we prepare? Subhanallah. The ulama ikram, the honorable scholars of Islam, have given us very practical, simple pieces of advice in order to prepare for the grave. And lucky is that person who is in a good environment, an Islamic environment, with people who have some understanding of deen, that when he passes away, they do all the necessary rituals and procedures properly so that the mayyit gets maximum benefit. I attended a janazah 2 nights ago. A shajara sharif was placed inside his qabr. Adhan was given. Talqeen was done. Surah Yasin was recited, dua was made, and flowers were placed on the qabr. How fortunate was that person? And I think that, what about those individuals who are in wrong company, wrong friends? The same friends are going to come, bury the person, no shajara sharif, no adhan, maybe no dua even, just to bury the person and move away. Allahu Akbar. This is one of the blessings of Dawud Islami, to give us this mindset of preparing and of being in that company that will also benefit us after our leaving this world. The first thing that we need to consider in terms of preparation for the grave is to hold on firmly to correct Islamic beliefs. Number one. Correct Islamic beliefs. Hold on to them firmly. Not just yourself, but ensure to the best of your ability, the next generation, your children or your grandchildren, they hold on firmly to correct Islamic beliefs. Because the test in the grave, those 3 questions, the test in the grave is based upon creed. They are creedal in nature regarding aqidah, beliefs. Salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, etc. Those a person will account for on the day of judgment. So, do I know what those 3 questions are? Does my child know, or grandchild know, what those 3 questions are and what the answers are? These 3 questions are based on beliefs. That mar rabbuka, who is your Lord? Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. Ma deenuka, What is your deen? What is your religion? Deeni al-Islam. My deen is Islam. And ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul. Here, the question is phrased in the past continuous sense. That what did you used to say about this person, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom we shall see? And yes, automatically, a person will understand these questions which are asked, will be asked in Arabic. Doesn't matter what our mother tongue was, doesn't matter if I never knew Arabic, automatically, the person will understand and will answer in Arabic as well. If the person was a good slave, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll answer correctly. Allah will include us amongst them. And if the person was an evil person, a disbeliever, hayhata hayhata la adri, alas, I don't know anything, what's going to happen then? The grave will cave in and will interlock this person's ribs, will close in and will smash them up. And those snakes will appear, those serpents will appear and will crush their bodies. For the fortunate ones, their graves will open up and will become a garden of paradise. The scholars also mentioned, they have mentioned that go over the questions. Although you know it, go over the questions with your children, with your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your spouse, your siblings. Every now and then, go over it. So it brings us back to reality that one day I'm going to be going through that test. That test is the crucial test. For if a person is successful in the grave through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be successful on the Day of Judgment. And if they are not successful in the grave, then there is pain, there is punishment, there is humiliation on the Day of Judgment. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as you will be questioned concerning these matters in the grave, habitually recite these words for barakah and blessings. Let's you and I recite together. I will recite it and follow after me. La ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadar Rasulullah wallaha rabbuna wal islam deenuna wa Muhammadan nabiyuna. Try to memorize, try to recite this regularly. And subhanallah, those who are regularly attending the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtimas of Dawat Islami, those who are traveling with the Madani qafilas of Dawat Islami, those who are attending dars or giving dars in the masjid, in their homes, those who are reading the weekly booklets of Dawat Islami, those who are attending and have enrolled in different classes and courses on Faizan Online Academy, all of these platforms are to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge. If we are in this environment, then we will learn these du'as. We will learn sunan and adab, Islamic social etiquettes. Because there's a constant reminder of these things. The noble Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they would teach their children the questions of the grave. Subhanallah. And coming back, does my child know? It's your responsibility. Oh, mothers and fathers out there, don't leave it to the madrasa. That's the bonus. What they get from madrasa, consider it as a bonus. But the onus and responsibility of grounding your children firmly in Islamic values and teachings, that's the responsibility of the mother and the father. That's the starting point. Subhanallah. How else can I prepare? Essentially, obey Allah Azza wa Jal and obey the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything else will fall under this. Form the habit of reciting the glorious Quran daily. Build a strong connection and relationship with the glorious Quran. The Quran, yes, contains many scientific facts, historical facts, but it's not a history book. It's not a book of science. It is a book of hidayah, a book of guidance for the believers. Kanzul Iman is available. We don't have any excuse. Subhanallah, Ustazul Ulama Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib has translated this into English and has done a great favor for the Muslims of the world. Get your copy today from Maktabatul Madina, which is a publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami. You can download it for free online via dawudislami.net. Miftahul Ihsan has been launched, which is the tafsir, the commentary as well, so we understand the verses accurately. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damu Barakatum Al-Aliyah advises us, especially for those who are filling out and practicing upon nek amal, pious deeds, which you can download from App Store or Play Store or even the website as well. This is to help a person to reform themselves with guaranteed results if they are consistently filling it out every day and trying their best to practice upon it. So one of those questions is, did you recite the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and with commentary as well? Facilities are available, material is available, the tools are available. I just need to take it and use it. And this is part of the preparation for the grave. Start with 3 verses a day. That's it. Start with 3 ayat, 3 verses with the translation from Kanzul Iman. And for English speakers out there, Miftahul Ihsan, download that for free or obtain from a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. So you read the Arabic, you read the translation and the commentary as well. So get reconnected with the glorious Quran. Practice upon the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Get back to emulating him. This is the perfect lifestyle. If a person chooses other than the perfect, then whatever is going to happen to them, they will have regret. They are responsible for that. In the environment of Dawud Islami, Sunnah is always taught, learnt, and this is a beauty of it, that what you learn, you teach to others. It's a continuous process. We're always learning in this environment. Another way to prepare for the grave is sadaqah, is charity. Give out according to your financial capacity, give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ لَتُطْفِئُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا حَرُّ الْقُبُورِ. That indeed, charity extinguishes the heat of the grave for its donator. And another blessed hadith, indeed a believer will take shelter in the shade of his charity on the day of judgment. Is this not part of the preparations? This is preparing for the grave and the hereafter as well. Let us be smart about it. Let us be wise and prepare for the grave, prepare for the hereafter. Sadaqah is a great means. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami constantly encourages Muslims out there to give their donations. What your right hand gives, your left hand should not know about it. Give with no conditions attached. Give to your Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami is running so many madrasas, jami'at, so many programs. FGRF is there helping with humanitarian aid in different parts of the world. So give with good intentions. And this inshallah ta'ala will be part of your preparation for the grave. We have a short video clip. Let's listen. Let's learn for more inshallah. And we'll be right back inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, without doubt, there is a surah in the Holy Quran consisting of 30 verses, which will continue to intercede for its reciter until he is forgiven. And that surah is Surah Al-Mulk. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, there is one surah in the noble Quran which will continue to argue for its reciter until it will make him enter into paradise. And that surah is Surah Al-Mulk. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, it is my wish that Surah Al-Mulk be in the heart of every believer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if the surah is recited after the sighting of the moon, the reciter will inshallah remain secure from hardships of all 30 days of the month, because this consists of 30 verses and these suffice for 30 days. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would recite Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Sajda before resting at night. Following the Sunnah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should also recite Surah Al-Mulk before going to sleep every night. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will gain the rewards of Surah Al-Mulk in this world and also in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Some very important rulings that we need to be extra careful about. We need to ensure that we don't fall into those problems. Because in the grave, who's going to be there to assist you and I? We're going to be all alone. And depending on how we lived our lives, this will be our condition in the grave. Tawbah is also a means of preparation for the grave. Sincere tawbah, turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repenting, begging of His forgiveness, whatever wrongs that we had done. Try to do this every single day. Every day. At the close of day, recall whatever sins, whatever wrongdoings that a person had done, or whoever that we have hurt, and pick up the phone, apologize. Other deeds that aid one in the grave are offering the 5 daily salahs on time for men in the masjid with the congregation. Discharging your zakah if it becomes obligatory. Keeping fast, good conduct with the people. These are also ways and means of preparing for comfort in the grave. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, by the one in whose power lies my soul, when the deceased is placed in the grave, he hears the footsteps of those who return. If he is a believer, his salah arrives towards his head, his zakah arrives to his right, his fasting to his left, other good actions, righteousness and good conduct with the people arrive towards his feet. When the azab and punishment approaches him from his head side, the salah says, there is no way of entry from my direction. If it approaches from the right, his zakah says, there's no way of entry from my direction. If it approaches from the left, his fasting says, there is no way of entry from my direction. And then punishment that approaches or tries to approach from the feet side, his good deeds, righteousness and good conduct with the people say, there is no way of entry for you from this direction. Another blessed narration, Allahu Akbar, talks about sabr, about patience. That subhanallah azza wa jal, patience waits in one corner and says, as for me, if I see any opening for the punishment to advance, then I will come in the way. Patience is a great thing. Such a thing, imagine, that will help in the grave. And that's part of preparation. No matter who's giving you a trouble in life, no matter what difficulty and trials and tribulations you are going through in your life, if a person observes patience, he will see the benefits here, he will see the benefits in the grave as well. So let us make up our mindset that I'm here to prepare for the grave and the hereafter as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.